I grew up in, we call it in Canadian terms, a redneck town, Milton, Ontario, approximately 31,000 people. It was predominantly white people, not too many minorities living in Milton. I grew up in a nominally Christian family, went to Sunday school till I was about 6 years old, and from there didn't really talk about religion other than Christmas and funerals. And growing up, I guess going through high school and school, we're just talking about girls, how many girls you can sleep with, you know, what you're going to be when you get older in terms of like if you're going to be a rock star or you're going to be some rich millionaire. Actually, it didn't really matter as long as you had lots of money. So I grew up with a goal in mind of gaining as much material wealth as possible and having sex with as many women as I could find. And basically not respecting anything except for status and wealth, and it didn't matter how you achieve that. But I was basically a godless human being. I mean, obviously there was something there, but I had never explored and asked any questions or really not wanted any answers. I just wanted to consume from society. I went from being basically agnostic and not knowing anything. And I hit a point where I was a compulsive gambler, and I lost about $120,000 in approximately 4 years at the new casinos when they first opened up. And I hit a low point because I was falling in so much debt, personal bankruptcy, and just I was a mess. And I hit a low point in life, and I was contemplating committing suicide, thinking there was no other way because I was broke. And from there, I just decided that maybe there's an alternative way of life that I could find that would bring me inner peace. And I ended up falling upon Christianity because that was the roots that I knew of. And I started reading the Bible and going to church and actually buying the New Testament on audio cassette, talking to pastors of both Catholic and Christian ministries, and soul searching. And what happened was I found that, you know, my nature told me there's a God and God is perfect. And I started trying to follow the Ten Commandments, which would come from the Old Testament. And one of the first commandments are, "You shall have no other gods before me." And the second commandment is, "You shall not make an idol of yourself." And I found the Jewish were finding God before them by worshiping money. And I found the Christians were making an idol of Jesus, peace be upon him. And before Jesus came, that commandment came. So I said that it was obviously the fact that those Ten Commandments preceded Jesus, peace be upon him, then they were obviously the solid foundation of rule. And it was obviously the people's misinterpretation of who Jesus really was, peace be upon him, that led me to decide that he was a prophet and a son of God in a metaphoric way, but not in a literal way, obviously, not believing in a God that has genitals or a God that has a human form or any likeness to his creation. I actually stopped drinking alcohol. I stopped doing drugs and I stopped fornicating with women. And I found that spiritually enlightening. And what happened was I walked into a Becker store one day and not knowing really if Christianity was right, but just it's kind of like there's a ship you're on and you know there's faults in the ship, but you don't see any ships around you. So I'd never been exposed to Islam before. And I walked into a Becker store one day, July 9th, 1998. And a brother, a Palestinian brother, Hossam Taha, looked at the cross on my neck and said, that guy's not your savior. And at that point, I mean, I'd never heard anything else, so I thought I could win the debate. I said, I'll come back and I'll debate him and convert him to Christianity. So after 3 days of debating him and two other brothers, after never hearing about Islam before, I knew right away it was the truth, and I accepted it. And it's like that. I grew up in mathematics, and 2 + 2 = 4. And as soon as Islam came in my life, there was no use denying it. I had already always had a personality of somebody who went against the grain. And that's just because I like to stand for justice. And when I heard about Islam, it was the truth, and there was no use denying it. In fact, it was a relief, actually, to embrace such a beautiful religion. In Christianity, I mean, I was still hanging out with guys who were snorting coke and smoking drugs and drinking a lot of beer. And so I was considered the saint because I was the designated driver. But what I found when I became Muslim was I started to seek people who were better than I was instead of seeking people who were worse than I was so I could justify that I was maybe a saint or a great human being. So what Islam did was humble me as a human being, and as I continue to learn about Islam and practice Islam, I realized the more I know, the less I really in reality do know, because the knowledge that I've gained has enabled me to humble myself to realize that this religion is so vast that you never stop learning. You're always a student of knowledge. So whereas Christianity had its limitations in that, I thought I was automatically a good human being when I did those things. And there wasn't really any sort of teachers left to teach you all those humble teachings and to live them and live them out. But the biggest thing that changed was my concept of God. And that's really why I left Christianity, is the concept of God being one of three, or even God literally having a son. I mean, these things could never sit right in my heart. I mean, math, I was playing Euchre. You know, there's a card game called Euchre. A lot of people were playing it in high school. They had me in those special classes, and I was playing it in grade three. So in grade three, I was, you know, trumping cards with Euchre. So math was always my subject. So I was always a rational thinker. I just never come across Islam, probably due to my ignorance and my arrogance, but by the mercy of God, he guided me to the truth. I accepted Islam on my father's birthday. So they had come back from vacation, and the first thing I told them was I became a Muslim. And, quite honestly, I never knew my parents had even heard of Islam. Like, I mean, from my parents' perspective, this is the way they thought about things. And my family at large, they said, this man, he used to drink, he used to do drugs, he used to party, he used to fornicate, he used to gamble, and used to be a really disrespectful human being. And now he's changed his life completely. How can we say the devil made him do it? How can we really argue the results of the way you've changed? And so generally I didn't have too many problems. I had the odd person make comments, but really, I mean, I became a believer in God, and it didn't really matter to me what the reaction was, because all I cared about was God, what God thought of me, not what they thought of me.